brothers, sisters, siblings, welcome to Penn Sunday School, starring Penn Jillette. My name is Michael Gnome, Matt Donnelly, Reddy Rich, and I are broadcasting from various spots around the globe. And this week, we are brought to you by Masterclass, apparently.
Every week.
That's how much I've missed. Every week. I'm only waiting for me to leave. Who knows what we're going to talk about. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Penn Jillette.
Preaching love, Penn Jillette, there by Masterclass.
Preaching love with Masterclass.
Yeah, yeah. Brought to you by Masterclass. And you can just, you can now, you don't even know this, you know, you can now get 15% off. We'll talk more about lifelong learning later. But you get 15% off at masterclass.com/N.
And
Good.
Still works as well, Michael, as ever.
Michael Goudeau, you know, the election kind of bummed our shit. So we thought, what could we possibly do
the
to give people the lift they need? And the answer was Michael Goudeau.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. It's exciting. It's been forever since I talked to anybody. Really, no, I live in the woods. There's nothing here. Welcome to nowhere. That's my laundry. See, there, it's got my name on it.
Oh, you got a Goudeau and Company laundry?
A good go, Goudeau and Company laundry, yeah.
Is
that's
that
how
from,
things are going. Juggling's flying along, and we're doing some laundry.
Is that from New Orleans?
No, I don't know where it's from. It showed up one day. My wife, they order things and boxes. We have a garage full of empty boxes, and every day more show up.
Oh my goodness.
Well, so what have you been building a house? We're building a house. And as you know, that means you have to choose everything on earth. It feels like they go, this nail okay? You go, yeah. All right. How about this nail?
I'll tell you. Building a house is a bad idea, Goudeau.
Yeah, it's too late. Sure, pipe up now. Thanks.
I'm not saying you shouldn't do it or you should stop. I'm just saying it's a bad idea.
You
could, with the energy you put into having someone build a house for you, you could write 3 novels.
Yeah. But the novel's not as warm in the cold wind.
I also think more people go to that house than read Goudeau's books. That's also what I think.
Yeah.
You know, I added up how long I've studied Spanish.
Yeah.
Which is a little over 1,500 hours now because I keep track of everything.
Right.
And I also kept track of how long it took me to write my last book.
Yeah.
I could have written 17 books the amount of time it took me.
To learn rudimentary Spanish, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I did a whole show in Spanish.
I did a show in Spanish. Yeah, I've done a few shows in Spanish. It's fun.
Yeah, but you're doing.
No, I know. I have it written on my arms. Thanks for coming.
No, I was improvising, ad-libbing in Spanish.
Right, yeah.
With Andra. But that time is wasted. The time is wasted.
No, it's
you
not.
Know, that's it's the thing.
It's improving your social skills.
And now I'm learning Morse code.
Oh, okay. There you go. You're going to get a radio license? Code, right? No, I don't know Morse code. You're going to get a radio license?
I don't think I'm going to. But, you know, Tim Jennison does Morse code. He's been a ham operator since he was 14.
Yeah.
And he's very, very fast and has a fancy keypad and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every night he talks to people around the world in a harder way than he could just calling them.
Yeah. And we're doing it right now, completely relaxed and easy. But no, he'd rather spell it out in dots and dashes.
But the
love sounds better in dots and dashes.
Since we are closer to the apocalypse than we've ever been, I'm figuring maybe in the post-apocalyptic world, Morse code will be useful. Because you know one thing, don't know it.
It's no longer required for a license, though.
Well, there you go.
No law required for ham operator options?
Yeah, they took that out in 2007.
Only 50 years after they quit using it. Boom. Right on it.
My friend Elliot said he thinks...
Or as he's Morse... commonly known, dot, 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 dash, dash, dot, 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 dot.
He thinks that knowing Morse code should be a requirement to vote.
I mean, it's not the most outlandish vote requirement I've heard this week. So
exactly, yeah. It used to be just an ID. Now you have to be able to spell your name in Morse code.
He also said, since we're talking about Elliot, he also said that America is now the girl who let Ted Bundy back into the car. You know, I wrote a whole play based on that conversation, because it kills me that she was attacked. She was able to overpower him and get him out of the car. And then he stood outside of the car and talked to her and convinced her to let him back in.
Oh.
And that's wrong with everything. So what have you been doing, Michael Goodell? You sure ain't been working by the looks of you.
Yeah, you can tell how long I've been since I did a show.
But 11 o'clock shadow.
It's only been six days, probably. 6 or 7 days. It's not been too long. And I have shows Saturday somewhere in Florida and then San Diego for a Scotty gig, for a computer gig. And then I'm coming to visit you.
You are?
Yeah.
When?
A few days before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm going to be in London.
That's how I figured it. I figured I'd call you from Vegas. That'd be... I'm going to sit in your chair and call you.
I get back from London the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
That's when that'll be perfect.
Now, I think what I'm going to do, I have a plan that might change my life tremendously. Mm-hmm. When we do the Royal Variety Show.
It's a scheme. Isn't it called a scheme?
It's a scheme. On Friday night, week from Friday night, I'm going to be on stage at the Royal Albert Hall with King Charles. Oh. And I'm going to go over to him and I'm going to request asylum. That's my plan. I'm going to explain that I'm on the president's hate list. And I would like to, of my banana republic, and mm-hmm. I would like to request asylum.
I think you say... You know, you guys used to have official court jesters. I would like to apply for the reopening of that position. For the next 4 years, I would happily be your jester.
Well, I get well with them. There's no doubt about that. And I can certainly make them laugh.
That's good.
There you go.
So maybe I could get that gig. But, it was once again, Piff and Glenn Ali were correct. they both said Trump was going to win.
I did too.
And you know how?
I did too, which makes it the first time I've been right about any of it. I was wrong about all the others. But I...
And for those of us who claw for optimism, he even won the popular vote this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually glad that happened.
Yeah. Even if America were a democracy, he would have won.
Yeah.
See, I was hoping for the opposite. I thought that would be very funny because that would make him nuts. If he had won the Electoral College and not the popular vote, how crazy would that make him?
No, the other way. Crazier. You meant the other way.
Yeah, okay.
That's what you meant. I'll tell you
probably.
What you meant. Yes.
Why would I argue with you?
You meant if he had lost the Electoral
tell me what
College,
I meant.
If he had lost the Electoral College and won the popular vote. That's what you meant.
That's what I wanted. That's what I truly, that's my dream.
Well, all your dreams, like all of our dreams, are now squashed.
They are squashed, yeah.
The depression is overwhelming, but a lot of people have joined me in not watching the news. I'll tell you that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I've read a lot of people's, either sad posts or rallying posts or breakdown of the electorate posts. No one's blaming who I'm blaming for this election.
Godot?
No.
Yeah.
I'm blaming Lipitor or cholesterol medication. That's who I'm blaming. There's a bunch of old people who should be dead by now, who don't believe in repercussions, who don't believe in repercussions for their actions or their diet choices, are alive to still vote for whoever they want to today. So I'm blaming cholesterol medication.
As good as
I think that's a really good point. Blaming modern medicine. Although, did you know young men went for Trump?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
It's horrible. It's just horrible.
My neighborhood was just flooded with Trump signs. So I thought, I had a feeling Trump was going to win Nevada, and I thought Trump was very popular. And yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. For me, just on a personal level, I don't understand it. But some people are really excited by it.
It's pretty easy to understand that. Have you ever hated a woman? Now imagine you hate all women, okay?
I think I'm
there's gonna move. no way you can explain this except misogyny and racism.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss the Mexicans. Really, I like them.
Yeah, me too.
I'm happy that I have taco recipes before they go.
He won the Puerto Rican male vote. He won male Puerto Ricans. He did.
Everybody says that he wasn't talking about me. Every day they say, "No, he didn't mean that." Every single day, and he never went, "No, I didn't," or "Yes, I did." He just let him do it. And so everybody that he said, "You're stupid," to went, "He didn't mean me."
Well, I got to be on a...
Or
a
no, panel. What they thought, he did mean me, and he's just like me.
Yeah.
Right.
Think I'm stupid, ho-ho. Well, you see you.
I got a test run for people who think they want to leave the country, is that I was on a cruise ship during the election, and it turns out everyone knew when the election date was, and everyone knew when they booked their cruise. So it turns out I was very close to basically being in my own country